just as it relates to one ha'ara. So we're learning Masechtas Tainis, and we haven't really started the sugyas of Tainis yet. We hadn't really started the Gemaras that talk about the Tainis yet. So just a ha'ara related to Tainis in general, and more specifically to a Gemara in today's daf. So the Gemara said that Amar Rabba Bar Mechasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Yofa Tainis L'chaloyim Ke'ish L'noyers. If somebody has a bad dream, the refuah, the antidote to the bad dream is he should fast. In fact, the fast is going to be so effective. Yofa Tainis L'chaloyim Ke'ish L'noyers. Just like Noyers would be consumed by fire, Yofa Tainis L'chaloyim Ke'ish L'noyers. Amar Rav Chiz, Rav Chiz said, you have to do it that day. You can't wait a day. It can't be loiva upayreya. It has to be literally that day. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef added to that. He said, Afilu b'Shabbos, you can even do it on Shabbos. Let's say somebody ends up fasting on Shabbos. What should he do? Leisef tanisa l'tanisa. He should fast because of the fact that, meaning fast on Shabbos. Don't play games. But at the same time, you missed out on Shabbos. So what should you do? Yosef tanis l'tanisa. You should end up with some sort of tashlumen. You should end up making up this fast that you lost out. But in the Gemara, it's Mavura Chiddush. The Chiddush is that if someone has a bad dream, he can fast even on Shabbos. Now, at first glance, it's Sarach Bir. How do you fast on Shabbos? On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be ba'oineg. It says, v'karasa l'shabbos oineg. There's a mitzvah of oineg on Shabbos. So if there's a mitzvah of oineg on Shabbos, how could you fast? So the truth is, from learning the Gemara here, it would sound like, the reason is because a bad dream can be very, very scary. It can be very, very dangerous. And in fact, if a person has a bad dream and he doesn't do something about it, his life might be at risk. And as a result, we're dealing with maybe sakonas nefashis, or at the very least, we're dealing with something very, very serious. So because of the sakona of the bad dream, Chazal said, fast even on Shabbos. I mean, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to fast. There's nothing less Shabbos-ig than fasting. But at the same time, you're dealing with something very serious over here. You can't play games with it. That's the segue. Therefore, because the fast works, and because it has to be by Bayoim, and because a bad dream is the bad dream, the parashias we're learning right now, Yosef, the balachaloimis, and everything. So we know what a dream is. This is very, very serious, and it's for that reason you're supposed to fast on Shabbos. And that's for sure the Pashup Shah. But the truth is, if you ma'ayin in Halacha, it's a little bit deeper than that. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Pechas, so this is in Hilcha Shabbos, Ubay Yud Si'ifin, this 10th Si'ifin, it's a long Simin in Shulchan Aruch. The name of the Simin is Din Tainis, V'din Tainis Chaloim B'Shabbos. It's a personal lot of fast on Shabbos, specifically the Halachas of Tainis Chaloim on Shabbos. Sifkot Na'alef, says the Mechaber, also Lasanis B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, Advav Shois, until 6 hours into the day. So you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos the whole day. You also can't fast on Shabbos until 6 hours into the day, even until Chatzos. You can't fast on Shabbos. Halacha Beis, Yesh Oimrim. There's Yesh Oimrim that says, Sha'adam Shemazik Lo Yachilo. If there's a person that if he eats, it can hurt him, meaning he doesn't enjoy eating. Oz, Oyneku Shaloi Lechel, meaning, so for this person, it's actually more pleasurable if he doesn't eat. Lo yoichal. So this person should rather not eat. Skipping the Ramah, continuing with the Mechaber. Adam ha-mesana b'chol yom. A person that fasts every day. V'achilu b'Shabbos tzar hu lo yim b'nei shinui v'asa. So if now he's going to go ahead and he's going to start eating on Shabbos, it's going to be hard for him. Why? Because all of a sudden, this dramatic shift in how he eats, it may have an effect on him. Yesh oimrim. There's some that say, Shero kame chasidim anshei ma'isa, that they saw many chasidim and anshei ma'isa, shehisanu b'Shabbos, they fasted on Shabbos mitamze. V'chein omru shekacha yo'oysa hari ha'chasr. Yudah chasid, he used to do the same thing. Bottom line is, it's mevur in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person for whom eating is not so gishmak, it's not pleasurable, it's going to have the opposite effect of what it would have for most people, a person like that does not have to eat on Shabbos. And the reason is, says the Shulchan Aruch, and Sivkot and Beis, the oz oinei kuloi shaloi lecha. Because then it's actually going to be more pleasurable for him not to eat. In other words, on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to be ba'oinik. It says, v'karasa l'shabbos oinik. You're supposed to be in a state of pleasure. Now for most people, being in a state of pleasure means eating. That's what it means. But there are people for whom it's fakert. maybe a chayla, someone who, if he's going to eat, it's actually going to be not pleasurable. So for that person, the way he's mekayim the vekarasa l'shabbos oinig is not going to be by eating. Faker, the way he's going to be mekayim the vekarasa l'shabbos oinig is going to be by not eating. So for that person, he doesn't have to eat. In other words, it's true that you have to eat on Shabbos, but the chiyuv is not a chiyuv achila. The chiyuv is a chiyuv oinig. So the question is, what's your definition of oinig? If your definition of oinig is to eat like it usually is, then there's a mitzvah to eat. But faker, if right now you're in a situation where for whatever reason you're going to have more tainug, you're going to have more pleasure by not eating than you will by eating, az oinig hu shaloi lechel den adarabu. Then for a person like this, talach and shulchan aruch would say, v'karas al shabbos oinig, you're not supposed to eat. That's why a person that has a bad dream is allowed to fast a tainug shalom on Shabbos. Because if you're going to tell this person, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about it. I know you had a bad dream. I know it's very scary. I know yofa tainus l'chaloim ke'esh l'na'iris. I know it has to be that day. But it's Shabbos. V'karos l'shabbos oinik. Is he going to enjoy his food? To the contrary, this person sounds like he's very worried about his dream. Man de kopit kaptin on bad day. So a person like that, he's going to be very worried about it. And as a result, a person like that, he's going to be in a e-state of tainig. If you're going to force him to eat, his tainig will be allow him to take the eish, let it consume the na'iris, which was his bad dream, and like this, poof, he won't have to worry about it anymore. So l'chura, the pshat in our Gemara, as why is it you're allowed to fast the tainis chalim on Shabbos? It could be it's because of sakana, and it gets involved in the halachis of pikuach nefashes, but moral derech hapshat, it's no different than a person that's mazak le'achila, a person who fasts every single day. Where for a person like this, it's sar hu loy, says the Shulchan Aruch, if he's going to eat. Then the oinig actually is not to eat, and therefore for a person like this, it's okay for him to fast on Shabbos. But there's still another thing that we have to sort out, and that is, a yid has an obligation to eat on Shabbos. Why? So pashup shat is v'karasu l'shabbos oinig. But is that true? Is that the only obligation? The only obligation is oinig? No, there's another obligation. There's a chiv to eat a suda on Shabbos. There's a chiv to eat a suda on Shabbos. In fact, there's a chiv to eat three sudas on Shabbos. The makar is a mishnah and a gemara, a mesachta Shabbos, daf kuf yod zayin amad beis. The gemara says, tanu rabban, kama sudas chayiv adam lachal b'Shabbos. How many sudas does a person have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh, three. Rav Chitka says, arba, four. Rabbi Yochanan said, v'shnei mikra echad darasho. That both, the Tanakam, Rav Chitka, they both formulated their position based on the same pasuk. And this is a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, in the Parshas Haman. Vayoyimer Moshe. Moshe said, ichlu hayoyim, ki Shabbos hayoyim lashem, hayoyim loisim tzu'u basada. Ichlu hayoyim is one, ki Shabbos hayoyim is two, hayoyim loisim tzu'u basada is three. It says three times the word hayoyim. The Chachamim hold, three times it says hayoyim. From there we learn that three times you have to eat a suda. You have to eat three. What is Rav Chitka? Rav Chitka says 3 day sudas, three hayoyims. But you have to eat a suda the night before as well. But the point is, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah that you have a chiv to eat suda. So the churish talzich the fraga. I understand this person. It's tsar huloi. This person had a very, very bad dream. Mitzad the karosel the Shabbos oinig. Right, a little bit of lundis. Mitzad the karosel the Shabbos oinig. I understand why you tell him if he wants to fast, he could fast, because there's no chiv achila. The chiv is oinig. So ordinarily the oinig would say eat. But now, if for you the oinig is not, it's adarabba, then don't eat. But what about this chiyuv? What about vayoyim and Moshe echlu hayoyim ki Shabbos hayoyim lashem hayoyim loisim tzu basada? This is the makar to shalosh sudas. This is a different makar. And just to make it even stronger, the karosel Shabbos oinig is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. Sefer Yeshaya is divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, according to most, is only divrei seifrim. It's a din derabbanan. This pasuk of echlu hayoyim, ki Shabbos hayoyim lashem, hayoyim loisim tzu basad, is a pasuk in Parashas Beshalach. And according to many Rishonim, amongst them the Rashba, this is a mitzvah d'iraisa. It's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Karas l'Shabbos oinig is a d'rabbanan. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's divrei Kabbalah. This is a mitzvah d'iraisa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You have a chiv d'iraisa to eat three sudas on Shabbos. It's l'chura. I understand why a person who finds it difficult to eat, it's painful, whatever, why he's not eating on Shabbos, mitzad v'karas l'Shabbos oinig, because to the contrary, he has more oinig by not eating. But what about this mitzvah d'iraisa that the Gemara mentions in Masech the Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yod Zayin Amud Beis? So the teretz to this kasha is really a mitzvah. It's a bir halacha. It's in Hilchas Sukkah. It's in Siman Tafresh Lamites. I'll just mention it very, very briefly. We learned Masechta Sukkah not so long ago together. And when we learned Masechta Sukkah, one of the real topics that Be'ezras Hashem we got into was the idea that just like on the first night of Pesach, a yid has a chiyuv to eat a kezayis matzah, so too on the first night of Sukkot, a yid has a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of pas. It's learned that from Gzeirah Shavah, Tezvav Nisan, that's Pesach, Tezvav Tishrei, that's Sukkot, and we have Gzeirah Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav. Just like Tezvav Nisan, Be'erev Teichlu Matzah, you have to eat a kezayis matzah, so too Tezvav Tishrei, you have an obligation to eat a kezayis, you have to eat a kezayis of bread, you have to eat a kezayis of pas. The Bir Halacha brings that the Rishonim ask a kasha that I don't understand. Why do we need a Gzeirah Shavah Tezvav Tezvav to teach me that you have to eat a kezayis the first night of Sukkot? Sukkot is Yontif. If it's Yontif, it's like Shabbos. You have to eat sudais. So if you have to eat sudais, you anyways have a chiyuv to eat a suda. If you have, anyways have a chiyuv to eat a suda, you anyways are going to have to eat a kezayis. Meaning, typically, you have to eat a kezayis because of the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says you have to eat three sudas. What does achila mean? At least a kezayis. So fregin the Rishonim. The Bir Halacha brings this. Fregin the Rishonim, why do I need Tezvav to tell me that there's a chiv to eat the first night Sukkot? Of course there's a chiv. It's Yontif. It's no different than Shabbat. You have a chiv to eat Friday night? Yeah, of course. Chiv de Reisa. Why? There's a chiv Suda. Nusaf, there's a chiv Suda. Then why is the first night Sukkot any different? What's the chiddush of the first night Sukkot? It's a bomb kasha. It's the Rishonim's kasha. Says the Bir Halacha that really, the Yesh Li Yashev, Lani is Daiti, Loi Oven Kush Yazu. He says, I don't understand the kasha. This is such a gewaldig alumnus. He says, the Nafkamina, you want to know what the Nafkamina is? Lahadi Isa Le'il Besimin Reish Peches. The Nafkamina is Reish Peches. Unzer is Simin. The Nafkamina is a person that doesn't enjoy eating. And now, it's the first night Sukkot. So he wants to know, should I eat or should I not eat? Zok the Bir Halacha, zok the Chavetz Chaim, it's mevor in Simin Reish Peches, that on Shabbos, if you don't enjoy eating, if you have tainus chaloyim, if you are a person that you have tsar, it's mazik the food, don't eat. Because you can have more einig by not eating than by eating. So don't eat. The first night Sukkot, you don't have that eitzah. The first night Sukkot, tezvav, teaches me just like a matzah. Your person has to figure out a way to eat them. Because I is matzah, it's a chiv deiraisa. So too now, on the first night Sukkot, you can have a chiv, tezvav. So zok the bialocha, the poiskim weren't sure what the nafkamina is. Ulanias daiti loy oven kushizuch, vashenish takasha. In Hilchas Shabbos, you don't have to eat. If you have more gishmak by not eating, don't eat. It's tafka on Sukkot, with its example. That's where you don't have the Eitzah. But the Bir Halacha, when he says this teretz, he throws in one line. And this is the punchline. He says, because even though it's true there's a chiyuv to eat a suda on Shabbos, even though it's true there's a chiyuv to eat three sudas, and it's a chiyuv d'iraisa, a bezokta Bir Halacha, quote, the lo'oinig niten ha-Shabbos. At the end of the day, even that chiyuv is bishrosha yechiyuv oinig. Meaning it's true. There's a chiyuv to eat a suda. Nothing to talk about. But it's only to the extent that it's an oinig. There's a mitzvah of the karasal Shabbos oinig. That's a very general mitzvah. What does that mean? Anything. Hashena meshubachas. Whatever you have a geshmak in, that's something that you should go at and try to do on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, midday raisa, there's also a chiyuv to eat three sudas. But says the Chafetz Chaim, what's the yisoid of that chiyuv? That's also a chiyuv oinig. And that's why there's a whole siman in Reish Peches in Hilchas Shabbos that if a person doesn't enjoy his food, he's potter from the divrei soifer in the karasal of Shabbos oinig. He's also going to be potter from the chiyuv day raisa of eating gimel sudas. As opposed to on Sukkot, there we have a special chiyuv. On Sukkot, we have a special chiyuv of tezvav. So even if for you it's not kishmak, because the chiyuv suda on Sukkot is different than the chiyuv suda on Shabbos. Chiyuv suda on Shabbos is based, it's the foundation of it is an obligation to be in a state of oinig. And as a result, if I'm not oinig, I can be parted from that chiyuv as well. As opposed to the chiyuv suda on Pesach, Be'erev Teichlu Matzos, and the tezvav, that kezayis that we learn out on Sukkot as well, that's going to be different. Then you're not going to have Simen Reish Peches, and says the Chafetz Chaim, therefore I don't understand the whole tumul and the poiskim, I don't understand the whole kasha. Nafkamina is a whole Simen in Shulchan Aruch. It's a whole Simen, Simen Reish Peches. The Simen that we're talking about, the Simen we're talking about right now. But the point is, Hayoytze Me'anal is that there's a mitzvah on Shabbos for Karasal Shabbos Oinig. And we usually interpret it as meaning certain things. You have to eat, you have to drink, Shena Mishubachas. But really, it's more personal than that. And really, every individual, depending on what he considers to be Oinig for him, that's Shabbos. For Karasal Shabbos Oinig. When we were going through the Shulchan Aruch, we said we skipped the Ramah and Sifkat and Beis. The Ramah and Sifkat and Beis says like this, V'chein mi sheyesh lo oinig im yifka. Let's say someone who has oinig from crying. Someone that if he cries, he enjoys it. Because he's in a state of tzar right now, and if he cries, he can cry away the tzar. It's going to make him feel good. You're allowed to cry on Shabbos. That person's allowed to cry on Shabbos. What do you mean? How are you allowed to cry on Shabbos? Everyone knows you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. A person's not allowed to be bitzar on Shabbos. No avelus on Shabbos. So how's this person allowed to cry? The teretz is because for him, right now, the oinig would actually be to cry. In fact, the makar to this is a Shiboli Aleket. Shiboli Aleket says that after Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer, passed away, Rabbi Akiva hoya yoshev u'boicha b'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva was crying for him on Shabbos. Amalei Talmidim, the Talmidim told him, Limadatonu Rabbeinu, Rabbi, you taught us, v'karasu l'Shabbos oinig. Amalei, he told him, zeh oinig shali. This is my oinig. So this is your oinig, so then you're even allowed to cry. Just one dramatic example of where you find oinig is a very personal thing. We mentioned the Masechtas Beya on Daf Yud Beis, the tshuva from Rav Moshe Provencello, the Italian gadol who lived the same time as the Ramah, and he wrote a tshuva about a minig, which apparently was very, very popular in Renaissance Italy, where people play tennis. But they didn't just play tennis, they play tennis on Shabbos. And he wrote a tshuva, is it mutter or is it aser? Santoich dvarav, you go through these tshuvas, every line in the tshuva has something there. So in the middle, he says that v'nimtzu, quote, bacharim elu b'dayreinu, zeh, the bacharim in this dar, misangim b'tzchaych hakador. They have pleasure when they play ball. Misangin, there's an oinig, b'tzchaik ha-kador. K'maya rishoinim, b'tzchaik ha-vika, like their zaydis. Remember he was talking about the wrestling of the zaydis. The zaydis enjoyed wrestling. Today they enjoy playing ball. Nu, is he called misanig, b'tzchaik misanig. And on Shabbos, you could do whatever you want if you consider it oinig. V'afilu b'pchia k'Rabbi Akiva. Just one throwaway line. Rabbi Akiva cried. Is that a Shabbos thing to do? Of course not. But him, it was Einik. No, so he says, from the perspective of Einik, if they enjoy playing tennis, play tennis on Shabbos. Now, it's more complicated. We spoke at a whole raid bite on that. But the point is that from the standpoint of Einik, Einik is a personal thing. And because Einik is a personal thing, so therefore this is something that you're allowed to do. So just to end with one Dvar Agada, and that is, we've spoken out so many times the story of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, specifically the beginning of this story of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He hadn't learned. He didn't know Krishma. He didn't have a bench. He didn't have a daven. He was crying. He ends up going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva. Now, one of the things that happened when he arrived in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva is he went on a hunger strike. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol didn't eat. In fact, it says that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol asa shmoyne yom v'loy tam klon. He went 8 days and he didn't eat. Until his breath was to the point where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai poshed, he couldn't be in his presence. And he ended up putting him away. He was crying. So without going through the whole arichas, but Rabbi Eliezer went 8 days without eating. The Radal in his pirish on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, so he asks, he says, I understand. How was Rabbi Eliezer allowed to go 8 days without eating? It sounds like he went 8 days with tzufos. It sounds like he fasted on Shabbos. How can Rabbi Eliezer fast on Shabbos? I thought you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So he says, it's not a kasha. What do you mean? It's a mefurish halach and shulchan aruch. Erechaim simin reish peiches. The halach is that we're learning right now. You see that if a person has more of an oinik by not eating than he does by eating, then adarabba, a person like that is actually allowed to fast. So we're going to have a related raid bite that we're going to post that's related to this radal. But what one of the things he says, with this, you can understand. Stand a Gemara that always bothered me. David HaMelech. Everyone knows the story of David HaMelech. David HaMelech asked the Eibishter when he's going to die. Hashem said, I can't tell you. I'm sorry. I can't be Megala. He says, tell me the day. He says, day? That already. I'll tell you. On a Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Kol yoyme de Shabbat have yosef v'goris kulu yoyme. Every Shabbos, David HaMelech would sit and he would learn the whole day. Ahu yoyme, the one day that the Malach HaMav is finally chapped David HaMelech, he had to come up with a whole strategy, he had a whole plan, how he was able to get David HaMelech to stop learning for a second. When he got him to stop learning for a second, that's how he was able to finally get him so he wouldn't be able to, so he would stop learning. I mean, he had to get him to stop learning, because if he wasn't going to get him to stop learning, there was no way that he was going to be able to pull this off. So says the Radal, I don't understand. David HaMelech is learning the whole Shabbos. How could he have learned the whole Shabbos? You have to eat on Shabbos. The karatzel of Shabbos oinig. There's a chiv sudas. You have to eat. Talk to Radal, it's the same teretz. It's Eirech Chaim Simen Reish Peches. You see, the halach is that if a person's in a matziv, with for him it's fakared, it's going to be more tsar if he's going to eat than if he's not going to eat. So a person like this, adarabba, such a person, if he wants, he doesn't have. That's Pshan and Rabbi Eliezer. That's Pshan and Rabbi Akiva that we spoke about before. for. That's pshat in David HaMelech, because at the end of the day, the karas l'shabbos oinig, and even the chiyuv suda, it's all based on oinig. And because it's all based on oinig, so really it's a personal thing. If you have oinig, then do it. But if you're not, if you're gonna have more oinig by not eating, then adrab, you don't have to eat. So I see a gap. Very late, very early. So we're going to leave this balance of this raid by the Yetzer Hashem, maybe tomorrow. But just to end with one last knetch. And I was reading this, we went through this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer so many times. But hafachba vafachba de kulaba, right? Every time you see it, this is another chiddush. Asa shmoyne yamin v'loitam. So Rabbi Eliezer went 8 days v'loitam. He didn't eat anything. He fasted for 8 days. So I was thinking, 8 days? Why 8 days? 7 days, I hear, right? 7 days to fast. First of all, we just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they fasted for 7 days. Three fasts, and then three fasts, and then when it came to the culmination, they fasted 7 days. So you see this concept of 7 days of fasting. It's an off in a Mishnah, it's a Makar. It's a Mishnah in today's Daf. Tainas Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. 7 days of Avelos. Hashem told Moshe, the whole story with Miriam, Haloisi Kolim Shivas Yomim. There's a concept that a person could be in a Zifa for 7 days, a passing in the Torah, in the end of Parshas Baloischa. So the concept of 7 days we understand. But why 8 days? I was thinking it's Mamish to Beis Yosef's Kasha, right? It's Erev Chanukah now. And what's the Kasha? Why 8? It should be 7. We have our own Beis Yosef's Kasha on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Asa Shmoina Yomim Veloitam Klum. He went 8 days without eating. Chayot should be in 7. Again, it's not Grace Akasha. Beis Yosef's Kasha is a bigger Kasha. But what's the 7 days? I was thinking that if he fasted 8 days, and the Radal said he fasted even on Shabbos, as I state the Radal, he fasted on Shabbos. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said if a person wants to fast on Shabbos, he can fast on Shabbos. But says the Gemara, you have to make it up. You know what you have to do? You have to be Yosef Tainus Latanisa. You have to fast for the fact that you fasted. Rabbi Eliezer wanted to fast for 7 days. 7 days, like the Mishnah says, these were the intense fast. It was three, and it was three. And then when they intensified it, it was seven fasts. This is a concept of 7 days of Tainus. Of the 7 days of Tainus, like the Radal says, means a Shabbos. If it means a Shabbos, you have to be Yosef Tainus Latanisa. Yosef Tainus Latanisa, maybe that was the 8th day of fasting.